Desde el Alfaro de los Reyes, la libertad de Tirini, dar gran obra, que por la regla, por la libertad, a la institución, por la guarda, por la chile. Y si te da la pregunta, la escuela chile, en el Plata África, escuela chile. The people of Gauss. The people of the Buddha, the scholarship in Black Africa, brought and what to close and eliminate this gap between us and the rest of the world in science in about a generation or so. It is doable. The Israelis have done it in 60 years. This is not just that small place called Israel. I hear the people go to Israel for pilgrimage. I may have never been there for pilgrimage. I really want to see those people. No, what am I going to do? Bethlehem.
We are struggling with salaries, but we must not forget electricity.
era a very demonstration of slavery. Because I'm sure science needs to cover up slavery. You can get a professor in promoting slavery. Yes. The former president of Portugal, Professorio Marcelo Oliveira Sarada, was a professor. Professorio Antonio Oliveira Sarada. Professorio Marcelo Caetano. All of these are professors, but preaching colonialism. I'm just finding it. Depending on how you teach social sciences, you can either encourage demonstration or slavery. There are social economic phenomena independent of our individual will. This social economic or historical phenomena may be within one country or from outside. Social science can successfully observe this phenomena and bring out the information for use in designing solutions to cope with the observed phenomena. On the other hand, you can get social science that is obscurantist and refuses or fails to observe this historical phenomena. Don't think that gravity was not there before it was discovered by the one who discovered it. The one who discovered gravity, he just noticed it. It was already there. So, social phenomena, electricity was already there. Lightning is electricity. And lightning has been striking us since time in the morning. But the people here know it. Until recently, when some scientists on the other hand, you can get social science that is obscurantist and refuses or fails to observe this historical phenomenon. Such social science will lead to ruin of nations and peoples. Take the example of the situation just before the colonists invaded Uganda in the late 1880s, following Hamilton Speke's first visit to Uganda in 1862. Social science in this part of the world was being dominated by courtiers, those who were in the palace, those were the social scientists that time, magicians, these were the social scientists that time, noblemen. They were the social scientists that time. Those things were not there. They were there. They were the ones analyzing social, economic, historical phenomena and feeding the feudal kings of this area. So the magician would go and kill some few gods and look in the intestine and come and tell the king, say, Your Majesty, things will be like this. In fact, those were on the part of scientists. In their own usual way. We have some kings who are bloodthirsty, despotic, and who have expressed themselves of their importance. In Angola, we have a little king there in Angola. But at that time, together with the sister sub-kingdoms of Igara, Gweru, Rumbra, Mpono, Gwera, covered an area with a radius of about 88 miles. Remember, if you use Mbarara as the center. However, this little king, and he's an informed subject, thought he was Lubamba Asi. That he was the controller of the whole world. That's what we call our king. In our own world. And he got ignorance. Lubamba Asi, the controller of the whole world, he thought that God was the whole world. Адама, кому его, который греха отмыли. Big man was from Tanzania, what is Tanzania now? From Karagwe. He was a philosopher. This philosopher warned those corrupt bloodthirsty kings with many statements that we are prophetic. He for instance said that this area will one day be invaded by our demo. Strangers who cannot organize you, who want this as us, access as us. But it does not mean if they can introduce to you, myself to you, that I'm trying to come and not even know from the east. Meaning strangers. He said, Abate Tondewa will one day take over this place. He talked of Abate Tondewa, the one who go in the sky, the one who follow in the sky. I think he was referring to those traveling planes. He talked of Abate Tondewa, the one who were carrying tribute to the kings will one day be the one in power. That's democracy. He put the question to the spoiled presentation of Mugore by Indagas. In the Ecclesia, he has to have a rule in the actors like him. The question comes just like this. Presentations, how will you remove a red hot pot from the fire? What will you use to remove it from the fire? In other words, what event, how will you sort of set a problem before they confront you? It is amazing to remember that Vasco da Gama, one of the Cape of Good Hope in 1498, since that time, the East African coast, which was in touch with the Great Lakes area, became aware of new powerful people that had come on the sea. It was not until 1862, a full 364 years before the first white man speaks, said to the Uganda. So this king of ours had already, over those 400 years, that some new strange people are coming. Because Vasco da Gama ran the Cape of Good Hope in 1498. The white men never came here until 1862. 364 years. What were our kings doing to prepare us to defend ourselves against these people? What were they doing? Our kings, what were they doing? 200 years of mourning. These kings never bothered to get this new pair. They said they water with their self, they would be pompous, lifestyle, and cruelty. The result was a disaster for us. We were conquered, colonized, and all the surviving colonialism because of our strong genes and culture. Other peoples perished. Other peoples perished. The Aztecs in Mexico, the Incas in Peru, the Aborigines in Australia, and the Indians in America. As I already mentioned. You know, I'm talking about Americans, that's Americans. These Americans are talking about invading that place. You want to call Americans now. The real Americans are not there. Or if they are there, they are in a reservation somewhere. Their lands were taken over by other people. Even if one was to exclude the previous ignorance of these indigenous rulers, before Vasco da Gama came over the sea, it is important. impossible to forgive them for not using the four centuries that followed to forge an alliance to save our independence and our heritage. So the fact, therefore, should be able to correctly interpret social, economic, historical phenomena. Social science should therefore be able to correctly interpret social, economic, historical phenomena. You have a problem of tribalism or religious sectarianism. Are these serving the interests of the people? Because I have told you that my Ayanatori neighbors do not buy my milk because they produce theirs. Therefore, my savior, why am I a rich man? And the people of Kampala, none of whom are not my Ayanatori, who buy my milk. But otherwise, I'll be a poor man. When the Minakori problem is prompted Minakorism to the exclusion of other factors, he or she is ignoring the phenomenon of interdependence and the mutual benefits of Uganda. Is therefore stating in our Lusadia, which is Uganda, where we can prosper. In reality, Uganda has only four languages. The Bantu dialect, Luo, Itesotata Mejong, and other Mehamit dialects, and the Sudanic dialects, Luba and Madi. Well, I am aware of Soga, Mr. Uganda, I do not need a translator. Moreover, the four languages of Uganda are in Lukuba, for instance, they call Sifilis or Ya. In Lukuba, they call it the Moya. They say. In Luo, they call Paris Gandkar. In Lukuba, they call it Eshkari. National anthem in Luo is called Rubara. In Uganda, clan anthems are called Enyimara. That our people can't capture this reality. Oh, are we still talking about Chaucer and those days, the European writers? In spite of this reality of four languages, when I come from wrong perception and misperception, people talk as if there are very, very differences among the Ugandans. Art should also strive to capture reality and to identify the limitations of the people. It should capture the progressive socio-economic phenomena of the society. Now, regarding the issue which was raised by Professor Mayangeva, he said, what good message? Because there is one student from every parish and one teacher from every constituency. So I want to take advantage of your journey home after your exams. Convey the following message to the people there. First, for now, the prosperity for all is now going to be in the villages, not no longer at the parish or at the sub-county. So, I don't have the time to elaborate that, but that's the summary of it. We are going to introduce free education for S5, S6, and technical schools. We They're going to construct teacher houses, so teachers stay here, the school, instead of staying far. They're going to introduce student loans. Support for the scientists. That 18 billion is coming. It's coming. I know about it. But the most important point, I'd like you to be aware of and tell others, is that for the first time now, in the last 4 years, we are able to fund projects on our own. Although we still have dependent loans and grants from outside, but also we can fund projects by ourselves. Our degree of self-reliance has increased. From here, I'm writing to Kalamoja to address two rallies. So I've got a few hours remaining before that, but I'm not rushing there. But I want to give the example, for instance, of the road to Kalamoja. We are going to summon that road from Bali, through Namaku, Nakapisi, Naduge, Moroto, Kochido, eventually Kabong. When we are bringing in loans and grants from outside, they wouldn't listen to us. There is an economic measurement called internal rate of return. And they were saying that a road to Tama, you must have an IRR of 30%. Mbarara, this Kampala, Jinja, Toronto, has got internal rate of return of 35%. So that's not qualified. But Kalamoja doesn't have that internal rate of return. So, no Tamaki. According to the donor mentality. Now, we are going to come up that road, because we are using our own money. So, we hope your parents that you ran it down now and put his own money. And there we are able to do more projects. Electricity, roads and dams. That's where our business is. There's a proverb among some of those people. It says, the ghetto of the Shikirishtemi, meaning that the teeth of their wives, some have kept his seeds for planting. But he gets very hungry, and he cooks the seeds, and eats them. When it's time for planting, he has nothing to plant, so he just smiles at the garden. He smiles at the garden with the seed, which he uses to eat the seeds.